May I have your name, date of birth, and where you're from?
My name is Andrew Melendres. My date of birth is 8/22/24. And I'm from Riverside, California.
Could you spell your last name, please?
M-E-L-E-N-D-R-E-Z.
Are you a World War II veteran?
Yes, I am.
Were you active or on the home front?
No. I just went into active when I was 18 years old. I went right into the service.
Did you enlist or were you drafted?
I was drafted.
Where did you serve?
In Europe.
What branch of the service?
Infantry.
Why did you choose your branch of service?
Well, I wanted to go and, like the rest of the people at that time, you know, everybody wanted to go in and fight, you know, for their country.
What was your highest rank you attained?
Buck Sergeant.
What was your most memorable wartime experience?
It was all, at that time, it was all to say about the same, you mean during combat?
Right. Or any time.
Well, let's see. All the fighting that we did, you know, just fight till I got wounded and I went into the hospital. Well, let's see, I went in July of 44 and I was wounded February of 45. Spent 3 months in the hospital. And the day that they released me from the hospital, I think one day after the war ended. So I was going back to the front line. So the war ended, I was happy.
Oh, yeah. What are your thoughts today about the memorial and the events here on the mall?
I think it's great. Yeah. I think it's great.
How did you pass your time when you were in the service?
Well, we didn't have much time. It was all training and yeah.
Do you recall the day you left the service?
Yes. See, we came back as soon as possible. We were in Army of Occupation for just a little while, so they brought us back for a 30-day furlough. Then we were going into for an invasion of Japan. But it just so happened that the war ended when I was home on my 30-day leave, and I didn't have to go back.
So where were you when the war ended?
I was in France, Paris, France, in the hospital. We just gotten out of the hospital. And we were on our way back to the front when, you know, like I say, yeah, they landed, and man, it was I happy. And so I didn't, we spent about a month in the Army of Occupation in Germany. And
were you a prisoner of war?
No. That's, yeah, I was. I was pretty lucky. When I was wounded, I was pretty lucky, you know, to get out of that, because it was bad. I was, in our squad or platoon, there was only three guys left, three men left, and there was one of the three that had never been wounded. So when I was wounded, the other sergeant got wounded at the same time. With them, you know, minefield. So the other sergeant, there was three of us sergeants, they sent one home. So he was the last one. So everybody either was killed or wounded. So that was it.
Do you remain friends with any of the people?
There's one that I came in touch with is from San Francisco area.
Oh.
And we visited each other. And I got all my training with the 75th Division here in the States. But after all my training, I was pulled out and sent over as a replacement in July of, I was pulled out of the division here in April, but went to England, and in July I went across as a replacement, across the channel, and to Normandy, and we went all the way into Germany.
Ms. Melendez, thank you so much for your time
and
the interview.
Thank you very much.
You.